You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, October 29th, 2018, week 264. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. And hopefully, well, not hopefully you're a new listener, but chances are you might be a new listener.
Could be.
Because we did one of those pushes.
Yeah. Could get people.
Where I literally push open, well, not this door, because this door is a pull open door. But I push myself outside into the world, and I'm like, okay, let's promote the podcast a little bit.
Listen to my podcast.
Oh, God. It's, you realize how much it sucks to do that, to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
When you do stuff like that.
It's pretty crazy how many businesses are just that.
Like, yeah.
In the sense of like,
oh, like you cold just, calling. I could never cold call.
Yeah. You just got to push yourself on people. I'm like, that is a hard skill.
Remember when we were Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts and we had to sell popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that all over again.
Or like in middle school when they have you sell those like magazines and stuff.
Me and my coworker were talking about that this week. Yeah. Because we talked about how weird it was that you had to sell the magazines and you had to, they had to pay up front instead of how like magazines normally work.
Yeah. It's like, then, it seems like a scam to get like labor for free.
And it's like a weird labor. Like, what's the margin? Like, oh, I was thinking, that was weird. I was thinking like if they still do those, but they probably don't because magazines are dead.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it'd be a thing.
Anyways, let's do the format and then we'll ramble.
Yes.
So as you can see, so we release 5 episodes a week and we ramble sometimes. So that's what you're in for. And on Mondays, we talk about superhero and Star Wars. Tuesdays, we talk about The Leftovers, which is every other, all other news. Wednesdays, we do some WeViewed, Reviewed, and where we talk about things we saw, and we do a discussion. This week's discussion, action character versus creature movie pitch. If you have an idea about that, tweet us. Well, it'll be too late by now, because we record everything at once. Thursdays, we talk about America's Sweetheart, where I choose someone to be America's Sweetheart. Mike tries to guess who they are based off their IMDb trivia section. And then guesses their age and height and highest box office performance, and he's pretty good about that. It's really weird.
Yeah, I get close sometimes.
So and then I so get humble.
Close not other times.
And then we do This Week in Movies and the Now, where we talk about movies coming out this week, and Trailer Talk, where we talk about trailers we saw. And Friday we just talk about whatever we want. And chances are, if you're a new listener, you heard this already because people it never stops with like, oh, you do a podcast, I'll check it out. They're like, oh, you do a podcast, and I give them the sticker and they're like, Destiny Pizza, interesting, why do you call it that? And then I tell them, and then they're like, what's it about? And I'm like, oh, it's mainly pop culture news, and we do 5 episodes a week. And they're like, whoa, 5 episodes a week? And I explain what all the episodes are, and they're like, holy cow, that's a lot of content. Like,
not very easy to explain.
No.
It's literally, you say one thing, it leads to like 5 more questions.
I was thinking for the next batch of stickers, we should do a circle around the sticker that says something. And I was thinking we'd do one where it says like, it's a podcast about nothing. Attribute the quote to Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or we just say like, oh, grab a slice and enjoy. Pop culture podcast or something. Like we do different stickers.
Yeah, because I was kind of debating with myself, is it more interesting because it's a sticker that says Destiny Pizza and you don't know what it is? Because people could think like, oh, it's a pizza place.
Yeah.
Or is it more interesting if they know what it is because like, oh, then it's that and they're informed? Or is it because, oh, then they might look it up? So I don't know what's more enticing for someone.
I think the fact that they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I think we should just keep them the way they
are. I kind of agree, too. Because then you're like, oh, what is this? And then they will look it up.
And then it's like, it creates a conversation. You're like,
what?
Like, this is...
They might question it even more.
Like, especially if they know about podcasts, they're like, okay, there's no podcast like it.
Yeah.
If they don't know about podcasts, they're like, are all podcasts like this?
Yeah. Is this what a podcast is? Why is it so big?
And they're like, no.
It's not how normal people do.
And they're like, this is the host? I'm like, one of them. There's the other one. He's over there, away from me.
Like, well, this doesn't make any sense. Just explain the logic to it, because there is.
They give you passes for this? I'm like, yeah.
This is the press. I'm gonna get these people kicked out.
I was thinking about that because I was trying to figure out how to register for Comic-Con, mm-hmm. like San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
They don't have it on there. I think we just need to buy tickets this year.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at the same thing. I was like, how do you do this? Because it was like closed for last year. I'm like, I'm talking about next year.
I'm like, they're like, yeah, registration closes on November 3rd, 2018. And I'm like, but it's almost November 3rd, 2017. And I was like, it's almost November 3rd, 2018.
Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I was trying to do the same thing. And it was like, it wouldn't clear up what was going on.
Maybe we should try BlizzCon too.
Yeah. I want to try like a lot of con. Like, we should try like New York Comic Con because
that's what Brian was saying. He's like, if we register for New York Comic Con and get press passes, he's like, I'm down to fly and get a hotel.
I kind of think just because like that's where another con where news actually, it's like literally New York and San Diego are the only two.
And then D23.
Those are like the three places where news actually comes out of. Everything else is just like a con.
What do you mean?
What came out of LA Comic Con?
Legion M announced their showrunner for that show.
I know. I'm just
that's talking. Coming out. There's going to be an interview with me and the co-founder/CEO of Legion M coming out on the Destiny Pizza YouTube page.
Just check it out.
Which is very inactive right now, but it will be active with that. And then two episodes of Geek on the Street starring me and one of them's Brian and one of them's Usher of us driving up to the convention. Mm-hmm. I don't know how short to make that video, but it will be short.
You'll know when you start looking at it.
And you're like,
do I need these conversations? And I'm like,
oh, God, this color is like, so off color.
No.
We're talking about
you
this.
You should do weird. You're going to edit that one, right?
What?
The Geese on the Street.
Yeah.
So you do like weird transitions, like show LA or something. I don't know. I don't know how they do.
No, because like, I think one of them.
Well, I'm saying to transition to the
as
cuts.
As soon as we got to LA for one of them. No, because I thought about it. It's since it's one angle and it's just us. I don't know how much you can see the background.
Yeah.
I don't think the cut would be too drastic.
Okay. I'm just thinking if it would be too drastic, you just cut, play some little bit of music or something.
Do, 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 do.
Cut, and then, cut to like LA skyline or something.
Yeah, just find stock footage of LA.
Yeah, stock footage. There you go. Like, that's a good editing technique. Yeah.
Or I'll just.
We took media in eighth grade. We're professionals, right?
Professional editors.
That's how it works.
So yeah, there's a lot of, we have a lot of content banked for this. A kid was staring at the stickers one time that I was holding, and I asked him if he wanted one. He said no. So that happened.
Weird reaction.
Yeah, and then the guy next to me was like, oh, I'll have a sticker. And I was like, okay, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for saving
We're giving out these stickers. That's the key.
I know. My goal was to get rid of all those stickers,
yeah.
And that didn't happen.
Not as easy as you would think. People like free stuff.
It's weird when you're walking around, because no one's doing that. No one is offering free stuff when they're walking around.
You got to.
I don't even think you're allowed to do that.
Probably not. We should have pretended we were part of a booth. I mean, that's probably even worse. But if you're standing next to a booth, just handing out stickers, they'd be like, oh, it's part of this booth.
Or if we just sat down at like an empty booth.
Yes, there are plenty of those.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm not this person.
But I'm not an artist,
but
people think I'm creative.
It's empty.
Were you there when that guy was talking to that guy?
No, I don't.
And he's like, "Oh, you're a creative, right? Like you're a writer or something."
I was there.
And I was like, "No, I'm a podcaster." And he's like, "Oh, that's creative. Like you produce content." And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess." It's one of those. It's weird.
Content.
We were talking to Brian. I was talking to Brian about that when we were leaving last night. How this isn't like I don't understand. There's a lot of things I don't understand about pop culture now. Not pop culture, but I guess I'll say fame.
Like social media.
Yeah, sure. Like I don't understand YouTubers. I don't understand how YouTubers are famous.
Me either.
I don't understand how Twitch people are famous.
I think we're just that generation after. Or, I mean, there's some people part of it now who are our age.
But yeah.
I'm saying it's definitely a generation after us.
But like the guy, Sky Vader.
Okay.
Very cool.
Don't recognize.
Whatever we saw.
Don't know what that is.
What we saw, that dance, Naruto dance thing.
Okay, sure.
That was cool.
Yeah.
But I think it was a lot of Fortnite references, and I think maybe it's because I don't play Fortnite.
Yeah. That's part of it.
I'm just, as soon as I hear a game is online, I'm like, I'm not doing that part.
People are too good.
Which is weird. Yeah. I have the internet. Like, I have really fast internet.
Capabilities, but it's, yeah.
But then, like, I get there and I just get destroyed.
Yeah. People are really, like, good at this stuff and actually play it all the time. So you're like, I'm never going to be as good as these people.
Yeah. You saw me play Fortnite one time. I did pretty well.
I did. Yeah. That was fun to watch.
I didn't get killed.
Yeah.
The hurricane killed me.
Success. Yeah.
I didn't know.
I label that success.
Yeah.
I like it because you can do that.
And I didn't understand how the game worked.
Yeah.
So I say that's not a failure.
I agree.
But I would not say this is a creative venture, but I wouldn't say this is like a, I find it a lot easier. It's a lot effortless.
Well, definitely. It's an effortless
creation, I guess, more than, especially because I don't edit.
Yeah. I guess the creativity is the fact, I mean, you're coming stuff, like, is improv creative?
Yeah. Because
it is.
Yeah.
So it's the same type of thing.
I'm like an improviser.
We're improvising a conversation, which is what everybody does all the time. Which is what
everyone does all the time, but we just happen to record. That's my whole thing, is when someone's like, oh, I don't know how to podcast. I'm like, yeah, you do. You just have a conversation.
Do you know how to talk?
Stick mics in front of the person.
Yeah. It's the same exact thing.
I guess that's the thing, though, is people don't know how to talk.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
They don't know how to have conversations, so.
And naturally, like any conversation, I'm going to have a segue into the news.
That's how all conversations work, right?
Let's talk about superhero movie news. We got our first look at Thomas Wayne. I forgot what this guy's name is. There's a scene where the Joker, well, Joaquin Phoenix, before he's a Joker, trips in front of Thomas Wayne, apparently.
Boom.
That's our introduction to Thomas Wayne. So are we to believe, oh, this is a Joker origin story, though, right?
I believe so. If that's what we're led to believe. Well, he's out of the makeup, so he has to be not Joker at some point.
So are we to led to... we have to believe that the Joker is that much older than Batman?
Yes. In this universe.
Whatever. Like, at minimum, like, 10 years older?
Definitely, at least.
How old is Batman when
old,
his parents?
Man. He's almost as old as Thomas Wayne, 10 years younger. Whatever. This is an old Thomas Wayne, too.
Wait, what did you say?
He's almost as old as Thomas Wayne himself.
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, let's say this scene is Joaquin Phoenix when, or the Joker when he's, like, 20. Because we have to think that he's, like, an adult.
Oh, he's playing through a different, you think he's, oh, I assume this movie took place over, like, a week.
I assume this movie took place over, like, a long time.
Could be. Could be. We don't know much.
Yeah.
Are we, I'm almost inclined to believe, am I to believe this is, like pseudo Jack Nicholson Joker origin, where he's going to end up killing Thomas Wayne in front of Bruce Wayne.
Oh, I hope not.
I hope that's not it. But like,
that screwed up my childhood a lot.
Thomas Wayne being in this movie is seeming like that's what's
that screwed up my childhood, because I thought that was canon.
Yeah, it's not.
And I was like, that's why Batman hates Joker so much, is because he kills his parents. Mm-hmm. And then I found out it's not. It's
like, that's just a story they made.
Joe Chill.
Yeah, exactly. Just a
Which
different
is
guy.
Different than Joe Cool, who is Snoopy.
Yes.
Also very confusing as a child, because cool and chill are
very
nearly
similar.
The same word.
Oh, and also they cast a young Bruce Wayne and an Alfred Pennyworth in this movie for this Joker.
The crazy thing
movie.
Is I saw that news and I was like, insignificant.
I mean, it's insignificant in who they cast, but it's more significant in that
they did cast them.
That means they're in this movie. For what reason? I don't know. I still don't know why Thomas Wayne is in this movie. It's like, are you doing a Batman movie or you're doing a Joker movie? Because it seems like you want to do both, but there's a young Bruce Wayne, so he's not going to be Batman. So it's like, why are you putting in there? That's what made me think, oh, is he going to kill Thomas Wayne and do the Jack Nicholson Joker thing? Because I'm like, why else would you put Bruce Wayne in this movie?
Young Bruce Wayne.
Young Bruce Wayne. So I'm like, but I don't want that either. So it's like,
I don't want any of this, honestly.
Yeah. Just stop it. Just stop it. I'm sorry, DC.
DC television's great.
Yeah.
DC, everything else, not so much.
Yeah. So just burn it all. Burn it all to the ground and restart.
No, don't restart, though. Just make everything on... just have a TV-only universe. Why is that so bad?
That's true,
That's too. Your one strength versus Marvel.
True. True. So, but they should...
and animation.
I mean, they should still make movies. Just make them standalone.
No, don't even do that.
Yes, make movies.
Because
I disagree. Make
I
movies.
I think in today's day and age, it's impossible to say like this is going to be standalone. Because as soon as it's successful, they're like, okay, we want a sequel.
You're right.
And then
I don't like that.
Yeah.
In this world.
Even Mandy. I was reading an article about how the director's like, I have an idea for Mandy too, but I don't want to do it because I don't believe in doing sequels.
Yeah.
And that's impossible to do nowadays.
Yeah, you must
even have. Get Out is going to have a sequel. Like,
that's so stupid. No, don't do that. Don't do it.
Like everything.
Stop it.
They should do a sequel to First Man. Make
Second
it about
Second
Buzz
Man?
Yeah, make it about Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, I thought it'd be about the second people who went to the moon. Second people who went to the moon.
Yeah, the Russians.
What's that mission?
Ooh.
Russians. Ooh. There you go.
An American movie about the Russians going
to
space?
Yes. Everyone will love that. Because Americans love Russians.
Yeah, they should
Russians
do a
love Russians. So, right?
Leica
and Americans Studios. Love when Russians, or Russians love when Americans interpret Russians. Just like that movie Hunter Killer is going to do a lot of money because it's about saving Russians. And who likes saving Russians? Americans and Russians.
That's
right?
The craziest premise to a movie.
I know. Well, great timing, guys.
Yeah. They're like, hey, what if we had to save the Russian president? And you're like, wow.
Look, you guys really hit the nail on the
head. When did they start production on this movie? And at all, were they like, shoot.
They're like, oh.
Is it too late to change where the president is from?
Can he be from a made-up Eastern European country?
A landlocked Eastern European country.
People don't know what those are anyway, so you can make up Sokovia, and they'll be like, oh, that's a real place.
They're like, oh, great.
How many people think Sokovia is real? Everybody.
Yeah.
Because they're like, the Marvel movies did it. It must be real.
So they floated. The city floated. It's in the sky.
I'm really mad about that Ultron guy.
Yeah. That's what Elon Musk is warning us about, all that AI, man.
It happened.
Wonder Woman 1984 has been delayed from November 2019 to June 5th, 2020. Should we read into this way more than it needs to be read into?
No. I think it's just summer movie.
Yeah. Thing. They're like, why would we do a November movie? Let's make it a summer movie.
That's the only thing. That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
But just push everything. Plus, if Aquaman fails and stuff, you can just like, well, you can't really not release it.
But. Yeah, I think they're too into production.
Yeah, but they can like, I think they're just slowing their roll on things. I think if they push this movie further, they don't have to make another movie until after this movie.
When Shazam come out?
I believe April. We're getting Captain Marvel March, Shazam April, Aquaman December.
Don't we get something in November?
And I don't know when Joker's coming. I feel like Joker's coming like October, around that same time Wonder Woman was going to come out.
This is crazy.
That was my belief. I know. Weird release world.
Yeah.
But good luck competing, guys, against Avengers, Spider-Man, and Captain Marvel. Because that's going to be fun.
You put the news there.
Oh, I did put the news. We just put it in different spots. That's what happened. Oh, yeah. So the people who were cast as young Bruce Wayne and Alfred were Dante
Pereira
Olsen is going to be Bruce Wayne, and Douglas Hodge is going to be Alfred Pennyworth.
So that means we do see Alfred.
Oh, yeah. Why would we see Alfred? This is blowing my mind. Yeah. Why do these Waynes factor into the plot at all?
I know. Why do they always do this?
I don't like the connection. It's like, who cares? Like, every time they show Bruce, like, we've seen Bruce Wayne as a kid so many times. I think we've seen him. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just like, we don't need young Bruce Wayne. We literally have the show Gotham. We literally have Batman Begins where he's a kid. We literally have Batman vs. Superman where he's a kid. We have, like, the 1989 Batman where he's a kid. It's like
The Batman origin story has been played out.
Yeah, it's just, stop. Times. Stop.
Did I tell you about my idea? I had this idea that I'm working on this screenplay.
Yeah.
It's a spec script. I'm going to do a movie about a scientist whose wife is cryogenically frozen.
Mr. Freeze?
It's a Mr. Freeze movie, but you don't find out until the end.
Okay, I like that.
So it's the origin of Mr. Freeze,
but
you don't find that out until the end of the movie.
Yeah, I like that.
You go subtle.
Yes. Make a good movie. Just make a movie.
You make the movie.
You got the... That's what people... all
That story is so compelling, too.
Don't either seem to understand or don't want to understand is that if you just make good movies, like the stories without the superhero stuff are almost as compelling. Like, you can almost make rip-offs of some of this stuff if you just take some elements out.
Yeah, like if you make a movie called The Last Laugh.
Yeah.
And you make a movie about a failed comedian who has to resort to, like, medical testing.
Yeah.
That ends up messing with his head, making him psychotic.
Yeah.
That movie is way better.
Exactly. Well, yeah. We both say that, but we all know, like, the attention we're getting is because it's a Joker movie.
I know, but has it been done?
No.
But why does that... You can do a low-budget version of that movie, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, it's what we talked about a long time ago, where, like, what if a movie backed into another franchise?
Yeah.
Where you back into the franchise instead of, like, go in head first, like this movie's doing.
Yeah. Like, remember when that movie Life was supposed... Like, people were thought it was, like, a Venom prequel or something? Like, there's that movie with the Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal. In
that
space
one.
With that thing, and people are like, oh, is this a Venom like backdoor prequel?
That and then
that would
like,
be insane if it was.
It's kind of like what Cloverfield is doing.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty subtle.
Where it's like
it.
Super loosely connected.
Yeah.
But they still have the big money. like everyone know, like
everyone,
people,
yeah, the people know in,
Overlord
in the know,
is
yeah.
Prometheus.
Yeah,
but it's like kind of like average... Prometheus, I guess. That's the that's the worst case scenario.
Yeah, where you have Prometheus, a better version of Prometheus,
where you're like, is this alien? Because it's it was premised as an alien prequel, then it wasn't an alien prequel, then it was an alien prequel.
Yeah, they now just...
technically it is canon.
Yeah, they need to just be more on message about it not being that, and then after it happens, you'd be like, oh, okay, totally was that.
Yeah,
but they all it's always conflicting because there's only it's just one guy who slips up, and then you're like, you screwed this up. What are you doing?
Yeah, because if you did a movie about a scientist. Kind of like Shape of Water's themed,
mm-hmm.
but you do the scientist. He's sad because his wife is sick. You start out with a movie with her getting the cancer diagnosis. Then you go, and he's like, okay, I think he has all these failed attempts at freezing little mice or something, or butterflies. You do something like harmless moths.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a testament to love, and then you find out that like, the big bad guy is the corporation he works for.
Mm-hmm.
You won't feel bad when he's like...
Exactly, you're rooting for him.
Yeah.
Like, he turned evil, but you know what? He has a point.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing this all for...
In the name of love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rewatched that Batman, or the Batman anime series episode, it's, like, five times.
What a great episode.
And you're like, this could be the movie. Because Joker, I think we need to just put that Jack in the Box back in, in the box.
Yeah, I don't understand.
As a Batman villain, I think we need to go away from him.
That's why the Marvel... Look what Marvel's doing with Spider-Man. That's what they should do with Batman.
If you have any ideas on that Mr. Freeze movie, tweet me. At Dhruv Patel. Dhruv Patel.
Yeah. I think you need to back away from like Marvel. As much as we love to see an MCU like Goblin, they're not going into that at all. They're like... Never seen Mysterio? Let's do him. Never seen Vulture? Let's do him. Like, they're doing all these people where you're like, no, you've seen all those guys. Give it a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
And, like, we'll maybe get back to that. Maybe. But, like, we have so much content. And Batman's the same way. He has so many villains. It's like...
It's because you can't start with the biggest bad guy.
Yeah.
I think that's... Because then it becomes boring.
Yeah.
And that's been the lesson learned.
It's
from...
Smart lesson.
From the last, like, 30 years in superhero movies.
Exactly. Like Batman Begins. Why does Dark Knight Rises so good? Because the Joker wasn't in the first movie.
Yeah.
The
way Batman Begins ends.
Yeah.
Is they're like, we found this guy. His calling card is the Joker card.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy crap, they're going to make a Joker movie. He's going to show up in the next one.
Yeah.
And then he shows up and you're like, wow, that was a great movie. Like he might have gotten away. We don't really know what happened to him.
Yeah.
And then he died, unfortunately, in real life. And then they make a third movie, and you're like, oh, so we're just going to, like, almost ignore that whole thing happened.
Yeah. They didn't even really, like, two could have ended it. Like, they didn't, like, tease anything for another thing. They, like, you had no idea going into the third one that, well, what the third one would even be.
Yeah. Well, you did know that, what's her name, dies.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Rachel! Yeah, but that happens in the middle of the second one. So
yeah.
You were aware of that. I do think the thing about, like, don't, because you need the most, in the first movie, you always need the most interesting character to be the main character. Like, Batman has to be the main character in the first one. Then the second one, like, the Joker's way more interesting than Batman in the second movie,
mm-hmm.
because, like,
he knows magic, he can make a pencil disappear, it's just super interesting.
That's why, like, Batman 89 is so good, is because Batman isn't really the main character. Like, the Joker's the main guy, Batman's just there, but, like, his story's not as compelling as the Joker's story in that movie. So you can only really have one main focus, I think, if you're doing like a villain. Like, I mean,
the balancing act is done really well
Spider-Man Homecoming. I feel like the balancing act's done pretty well. In origin, you can't really do an origin of two characters at the same time.
That's fair.
It's very hard to do. It can be done. I argue Spider-Man 1, Goblin, and Spider-Man, they do that pretty well. I think they balance that pretty well.
Yeah.
But it's harder. It's easier to do origin of just one guy.
American Gangster, I think, does that balancing out very
true.
Well. Between Denzel Washington's character and Russell Crowe's character.
Yeah.
Even though, like, one is way better, and then you're like, Russell Crowe's character is just crappy.
Yeah, I'd rather go
you're like,
back
this is
to
just
Denzel.
Depressing.
But... Yeah. Yeah. There's always one better than the other side most of the time.
Avengers 4. There are spoilers, and they have been confirmed.
Yes.
We know the return of something. And they cast a new person.
Yeah, Catherine Langford has been cast as somebody.
As a mystery
know.
Role.
We don't know. She's the chick from 13 Reasons Why. I've not seen that show.
But me neither.
People like that show, so people probably know her.
Yeah.
But we don't know who she is.
And?
And then Kevin Feige, I think he was getting an award, and he confirmed that we're going to see an Avengers 4 trailer by the end of the year.
How crazy is that? Where he's like such a company man.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if at the Oscars someone wins an award and they're like, the studio would like me to announce that this movie's also coming out. Go mm-hmm. make sure you watch Mile 22 yeah. out in theaters everywhere.
He's always pushing that Kevin yeah. Feige, but I love him for it. So
yeah,
I'll take whatever he says. But he gives a little of these nuggets. He's well, now that James Gunn is gone, he's like the guy that, because he does want to tell you. He's like, he tells you the most.
Yeah,
even though it's like not much. But like he'll tell you the most, and he like gives these little nuggets every now and then. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, he just wants to tell us everything, but he's not going to.
On to TV news, we got some Gotham news. We got a first look at Bane.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this Bane, Mike?
Not a big fan of this Bane. Looks like mechanical, very strange to me.
But if this is an origin,
yeah,
this is what you would expect out of Bane rather yeah. than like a full on mastered suit.
I don't know. I'm kind of like, I like the Luchador mask. It looks like
you could just punch him, though. Like, you could punch any of these things and they'll spring a leak.
Yeah. I feel like he'd be defeated kind of easily. Is he like more, he seems more like machine than man. He looks like a Darth Vader. Kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
But this Gotham universe is its own thing, so it's like they have to put their own spin on everything.
Yeah.
But
you're like, everyone's starting out. This is the beginning of yeah, everything.
Yeah. Everyone's 20 years older than Batman, right?
Yeah.
That's how it all works. He didn't create the villains. The villains created him.
Harley Quinn news?
Yes, we have some two voice actors going to voice some characters. Alan Tudyk's going to voice the Joker. And
Steve the Pirate.
Steve the Pirate. K2SO.
And the chicken from Moana, the rooster.
he's famous also, for that role.
He's also someone else. Oh, he's is he the robot?
K2SO?
No, an iRobot.
Oh, he's also that. Yes, he's Sunny.
And then he's also in
Powerless.
Isn't he in Frozen as well?
He is. I'm trying to
the Duke remember. Of Weaselton, and yes. he's also the Weasel in Zootopia.
Yes.
There's someone I know way too much about. I think.
You know a lot. And then Christopher Maloney is going to be Commissioner Gordon.
And he's also, I'm just kidding.
He was in Man of Steel. He was yeah. one of those army dudes. He's like, what are you doing here, Superman? He's like, the S stands for hope. And he was like, why don't you show it once in a while? He's like, no, I got to be pouty.
That's exactly, it's amazing.
That's the conversation.
It's like we had Henry Cavill in the studio.
Yeah. You literally could take my words and then put them in a trailer of Man of Steel and you'd be like, oh, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, Christopher Maloney. Yeah, he was in Law and Order.
Yes. And Special like, I'm going to leave this show because I'm going to be a Man of Steel. I'm going to be a big movie actor.
He was also in Oz. And in this picture, he looks like a Muslim person.
Yes, he does.
He's wearing like one of those hats. He was also in Happy and Wet Hot American Summer. He's the voice of the can, I think. And then Daredevil, there's a theory that it's going to get canceled due to social media drop-off. And Business Insider did this article. They looked at Luke Cage and Iron Fist, which both got canceled. So Luke Cage had season one had over 300,000 Twitter and Instagram posts, but then season two dropped off to less than 50,000 posts.
Wow.
That people were talking about it.
Yeah.
Iron Fist, first season, 120,000 posts. Second, less than 20,000 posts.
Wow.
So Daredevil season one had 275,000. Season two had a little over 200,000, but season three has gone down to 75,000 wow. posts. So, and then Jessica Jones went from 300,000 to 150,000. But we already know we're going to get season three, but mm-hmm. people are thinking season four could be unlikely, just like season four of wow. Daredevil.
Because people really like Daredevil season three. I haven't yeah. finished it yet.
Everyone's like, this is but the
people,
season.
Yeah, people are like, this is
what we've been waiting for.
Might be the
for.
Best they've had.
Yeah. But people said the same thing about Luke Cage season two is better true. Than Luke Cage season one.
True.
is, because the thing is, we don't know the secret to Netflix's
rhyme and reason. We don't know how they make decisions and what they're basing things on, because they might just be like flavor of the week people, where they're like, it has to be at the top.
Yeah.
Or like, new is better, and like, conversation is better than like having just, no one's talking about it. So yeah. It's like, it may be good. Speaking of,
people are talking about the Adam Sandler special thing. It's like amazing.
Yeah. Surprised by that.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of interested now.
Yeah, I mean, it worked.
It influences me. So yeah. I guess they know what they're doing, that Netflix. I always wonder what Disney wants. Like, yeah. Do they want these characters off so they can use them in a different way? Or like, are they like, no, we're cool with this because we wouldn't put this on our own content anyway because it's too adult.
It's too violent.
So it's like, what would they do?
You saw Runaways though, right?
Yeah.
How's that? You think that would fit on Disney?
I think that could
streaming,
fit. I think that could fit on Hulu. I think it's going to stay on Hulu, but I think it could fit on Disney.
Yeah.
Disney stream. But like, I don't know what, if Star Wars is on, if like The Mandalorian's on there, I feel that's going to be at least somewhat
adult,
right? Like, not like overt, like as much as Star Wars is, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, Star Wars is kind of adult, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like that, I think
PG was last PG-13? Year I rated PG-13.
PG-13, I think.
That's crazy.
So I think like The Mandalorians get like, they're Mandalorians. It's going to be.
They're bounty hunters, dude.
Even more hardcore than a standard Star Wars
movie. Icing people.
Yeah. So, I mean, Rogue One was pretty hardcore in and of itself. He like kills a dude. Like, that's the first time like a guy like just killed a dude. And you're like, oh, he was like cordial with that guy and he didn't do anything wrong and he just murdered him.
Wait, who?
When like they're on that planet. What's it? It's the guy's name. Diego Luna's character. Oh, yeah. Like, just ices that guy.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we got to get away, man. These troopers are after us. He just shoots him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, that's when the moment I knew this was a different Star Wars.
That was movie. When he meets the, what's the guy's name? The Indian dude.
Oh, what's his name? Oh, Riz Ahmed.
Yeah, Riz Ahmed.
Riz Ahmed, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Star Wars, let's get into that. Speaking of Mandalorians,
yeah.
The Boba Fett movie has confirmed that it's not happening.
Yep. That Han Solo movie really changed
things. You know who broke this news to me?
No. Who?
The most surprising source out of all of our friends, Uxtra Mather.
Real? Whoa. I didn't know he knew news
happened. Yeah, we were driving, and it's funny, like, as soon as I park at LA Comic Con, he's like, did you hear? Boba Fett movie got canceled. And I'm like, yeah, Uxtra, that's not surprising. Like, Josh Trank was attached to it, and then he did Fantastic Four. He's like, oh, he did Fantastic Four? And I'm like, this is why.
How does he know this news without this news?
But yeah,
but what's his name Kathleen was supposed Kennedy to do it? Mangold, who did Logan?
James Mangold, yeah.
Yeah, but that apparently not anymore.
I think
Solo really like torpedoed so many movies.
I think Bob Iger's like, I need good Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. It's just give it breathing room, like. They would.
I think the same problem is happening to these Netflix shows.
2 feet too fast. Exactly. Why are you doing Iron Fist and then like literally less than a month later doing
Luke Cage and Daredevil season 3?
It's like 3 in 3 months. It's like, stop it. Yeah. No. Like 1, 2 a year. It's like, slow it down, guys. You're like going full force like it's a regular show.
Yeah.
But you need to kind of.
They're like, people are still subscribed and they're not using the 30-day trial. It's amazing.
Yeah. So they really need to just focus on one show at a time. Like, they're treating him too much like, oh, it's its own thing. Oh, it's its own thing. And apparently that's what they were saying, is that they wanted more crossover. Like, Netflix wanted more crossover, but Marvel didn't, I guess, because that was their original idea. And it's like, they don't really do much crossover. It's like, I treat them pretty standalone. Nowadays, they're kind of referencing each other tiny, tiny bits, but they're not as crossover as, say, any of the Marvel movies or any of anything else, really.
Or the, I think the ultimate goal of crossover is DC. What's his name?
What?
I got Arrowverse.
Guy. Arrowverse. Like the CW crossovers. Those are the crossovers you want to see.
Those are like
it up
the as, crossovers. And they're like, yeah, and a new show.
It was
born out of those crossovers.
Yeah. And it ups everything to another level. Not like Defenders. He's like, this is a worse show than your other shows individually.
Besides Iron Fist,
which is the lowest tier you could get. Yeah. But it's like, if you're not elevating, you're screwing up. If the Avengers films are worse than like your standalone films, you're doing something.
Yeah.
It's just
like everything's supposed to lead to this.
Yeah. You're supposed to up the ante or you're going backwards. So
yeah.
I think the Avengers is what really is killing these Marvel shows. Is Defenders was so poorly. It's like, why am I interested in this? It's like you get more, you get less interested in these characters when they're part of something that bad, yeah. I feel like.
Come back tomorrow. Nothing news on Netflix today. I forgot to announce earlier that we also tell you what's new on Netflix.
That is what we do.
But that's it. Come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about some crazy things and a typo that makes it really funny. Alexander Skarsgård.
That was my bad.
But yeah.
But they didn't cast Skarsgård?
Skarsgård sounds like a weird bathroom thing. Okay. Yeah. Come back tomorrow for a bunch of news. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.